In the last 2 weeks, we have had the Republican and Democratic national conventions. Both were like being sucked through some galactic vortex into an alternate universe where psychotic stupidity on the part of the Republicans and the smoke and mirrors of pimping of the desperate by the Democrats is accepted as normal. First, let's dig in the rear end of the Republicans. Ted Cruz went straight gangster by telling the delegates assembled to vote their conscience. Translation, you all know nobody gonna vote for this crazy megalomaniac, and we will lose if we let lunatic boy represent our party. Then there is Trump's wife, Melania, who wanted so badly to sound like a first lady that she stole her speech from a real first lady, Michelle Obama. Now check this. A few hours before the opening of the Democratic National Convention, WikiLeaks dropped over 20,000 hacked emails from the Democratic Central Committee, proving that they conspired to cheat Bernie Sanders out of the nomination for Hillary. Hello, spoiler alert. This was what those of us who are progressive with fully developed frontal lobes believed anyway. Now I come to the real painful point of all this, and that is for my white progressive liberal brothers and sisters who are so outraged and indignant that Bernie Sanders possibly could have been cheated out of his chance to be the Democratic nominee, and now are saying they would rather not vote at all and have Donald Trump become president than to vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, here's my issue with that. Besides you all sounding crazy, is why is it that you as a liberal, progressive, white person believe it would be okay, even though your person didn't win the nomination, to allow a person who is fully diametrically opposed to all that you and I believe in? And here is what really pains me. I believe it's because you know whether Hillary or Trump is elected, you won't truly be affected because you have the protection of your white privilege, of institutionalized racism. That's why it really doesn't matter to you who becomes elected. Whether it's crazy Trump or shady and conniving Hillary, you are still white in America, liberal, progressive or not. You never had to deal, like myself, of having to decide between the lesser of two evils, between cruddy and ratchet, between good and bad, because that's what people of color, particularly black African folks, have always had to do. Those have been our only choices. Usually a horrible, sucking white man to elect or a worse and more ratchet white man to elect. And here is something I would like to share with liberal progressive white women. You should be able to relate and feel the pain of myself and other people of color when it comes to having to settle and not getting fully what you want. For a long time, you as a progressive liberal woman, your only choices have been a white man who's horrible and sucks, a white man who is more horrible and more awful. Hopefully I've given you something to think about. And when November rolls around and you're thinking about not getting up off the couch or leaving early from work or getting up early to go vote, think about what I've just said. Do you think it's okay for you to not to vote because you know deep down inside that your life is going to be okay simply because you're white? My name is Coley Tengela, and that's my take.
That was Tengela's Take with Coley Tengela, who brings us his commentary every Friday right here on The Mark Steiner Show.